morning, everyone, or afternoon, you know, where you are in this wonderful world. This is Brian Bailey here bringing you a new coffee talk. I'm moving these to Sunday morning. They were on Tuesday, moved to Thursday, now Sunday. More as a recap, again, ready what's coming up in the week, as well as it's just a really good time because I'm always drinking coffee at some point Sunday morning. So I'm drinking Pete's. They're dark roast, very good. I'm a big Pete's coffee fan, so of the chains throughout the states, Pete is by far my favorite. So what's going on? So this week inside of Fuel, I just released a promo video yesterday. You can see it inside of GameForge about the videos that are coming up. We're going to do a much better job of trying to give you in advance what's coming. And we're going to give each player or person an individual day. So Brian Bailey will be Mondays. Gareth McShay's releases will be every Wednesday, and Mark Sweeney, of course, will be every Friday because he wants the extra couple days to make sure he gets his work done. On Tuesdays will be our podcast release. On Thursday will be the speakeasy release. And on Saturdays, what we plan on doing is a special release through Fuel and podcasts. We're actually reaching out and doing a lot of interviews with a lot of golf coaches and golfers that we find interesting. And of course, we hope that you'll find it interesting as well. So be on the lookout for that on Saturdays. So Saturdays will be kind of a special release date. Sundays will be me just rambling in front of a screen like this, talking about what's going on. So that's what's going on with Fuel. Now let's talk about what's going on in the speakeasy. If you didn't know, go to Speakeasy Mixing Pleasures. It's a new podcast and video series I created inside of Fuel. My two passions are golf. I love golf. I've coached golf now for a lot of years. I'm getting old. But also, I've really come to enjoy whiskey, so it's kind of a blend of the two. You can see some of them in our podcast, definitely sitting in Fuel. But this four-week cycle we're getting ready to embark upon are Irish whiskeys. So I'm going to have a special guest coming in next week with some Irish whiskey tasting. And I will send out, and if you want to taste with us, we'll be drinking Redbreast 12, Green Spot, and we'll be doing Irishman Cask Strength. So if you're able to go find those in mini bottles or if you have them on your shelf, come join us as we are sampling and talking golf and life and everything else. That'll be in, not this Thursday, but two Thursdays from now. This Thursday will be just kind of what makes an Irish, and also talking about the rules of that. It also will talking about rules of golf as a beginning golfer. What rules do I really need to know, right? So that's going to be in the speakeasy. As we go into GameForge, you're going to start to see more and more small pieces releasing before our big release, probably here in another week or two. So be kind of paying attention to that. We got some really, really cool, powerful stuff coming for training and understanding what scoring is inside of GameForge. A little deeper, a little simpler to get through, and we hope you'll enjoy that. Questions through performance-wise, what questions did I get this week or in the last couple weeks that I found really interesting? I've had the good fortune to talk to a lot of college coaches, so I got tons of questions there. But I think one that stuck out to me was I actually helped with a junior camp. I just came out and kind of, you know, talked about some things that are important. And as a higher handicapper, what's the most important thing? You've probably heard videos. If you're a Fuel member, you've seen videos on this. But we track something inside of GameForge called shots to green. That's the most important stat as you're shooting in the hundreds to the 90s, really as you're going through the 80s. What is shots to green? It's how many shots it takes you physically from the tee box to get to the green. And then, of course, total putts or clear up putting. Why is shots to green so much more important than total putts? As a putting coach, you would think I would not tell you this. But the reason is shooting 100 is that's terrible English. If you shoot 100, you're looking at about 60 plus shots to the green, and you're looking at probably 36 to 38 putts. Most players putt less than 40 times per round. You know, as we're starting to get in the hundreds and nineties, they're starting to putt in the 30s. So really what you see is about a 4 or 5 to 1 ratio of to kind of achieve my next level as I keep moving forward. I need to get to the green 5 shots faster and I will get 1 putt better. If that makes sense. So again, the ratio is I've really got to learn to control the golf ball. I really got to be able to hit it better. I really got to get to the green faster. and that is done by shots to green. Total putts are important once you get in the 70s, because now we've got to start making birdies. We've got to find more one putts and things along that lines. But as a big arc of progress, strokes to green is the most important. So even if you don't use GameForge, if you have a young junior, track two stats. How many shots did it take to get to the green? And total putts. That's it. If you can do that component for par fours, par threes, par fives, and start to understand which ones are giving them more issues, where can we apply, you know, being able to hit irons better, woods better, whatever it takes to get that player better. But again, if you would just track those two stats as a player shooting in the hundreds and the 90s, you would get the information needed to get better faster. And that's really what we're trying to do inside of data science, inside of GameForge. And of course, inside of GameForge, we do provide you that opportunity with our primary stats. That's basically what we ask and we track, and we give you more information than that. But again, even if you don't use any system, if you have a junior golfer, if you're just starting this great game of golf because you've jumped into the whiskey side, now you're learning to play golf, shots to green is the most important stat. Collegiately, I had a lot of, like I said, I've had tons of phone calls, college season getting ready to kick off, tons of information there. I might do an entire video on that. I've had five or six questions that were really, really insightful on what they were trying to get for their players. So maybe I'll create an entire, maybe that'll be next Saturday's release video. Let me look at that. That might actually be pretty interesting. So that's kind of what's going inside of our wonderful little world. If you have any questions or concerns, definitely reach out to us. Also, Chad Metcalf, a friend of GameForge, a friend of mine, former Navy SEAL, former professional golfer, has just written a book about motivation for young athletes trying to play sports, and talking more about life and things that he's learned throughout his career. So I encourage you, just Google search Chad Metcalf. He has a great video, or his great book series. I think it launches in 2 days. I'm about 3/4 of the way through it. It's great. My son has actually already read it. So I really encourage you, if you have young athletes, if you run a junior program, take a look at that book, and maybe that'll be a summer reading project for your players. So again, search Chad Metcalf. I believe it's available to everybody in a day or two. So be on the lookout for that. Also, thank you to Spider Bracket. Spider Bracket is a new sponsor for us, and we have these big command centers now with our laptops so we can travel anywhere in the world and create the best shows possible. So thank you so much. We look forward to bringing you more information. This is what GameForge, Fuel, Speakeasy, everybody has to offer this week. Thank you so much. Have a great week. This has been a Fuel production.